We, for a really, really long time, I mean, not that long, but we've wanted to talk about Philip Roth's The Other Europe series because it has such a cult following. It's catnip for a particular type of person. That type of person is me.
That
I don't
person
know,
is most of
Dylan,
the
what?
people. Well, I think that person is most of the people that follow us or that we've interacted with, because I remember anytime you've posted about the Other Europe, it seems like everyone decides to crawl out of their like little molehole and say it's the greatest thing ever, or decry it as Philip Roth, disgusting human being.
Yes.
You'll get everybody.
Well, the two are related. I mean, I think part of why people love it is because Philip Roth is a disgusting human being. Allegedly, I never met the guy. I never met the guy.
Sure. It's good to put the
What is
alleged in
your
there.
what are your thoughts on the other Europe? Because you're not like political prisoner, anarchist, text guy like me.
I think that that sort of idea is very important, though, and I think it's very good that a well-respected Western writer went to sort of the Eastern Bloc and was like, it's important that we are able to read texts from this side of the aisle. That is both critical as well as gives a larger picture of what that side of the world was like at that point. And I think most of the books are just incredibly impactful and artistic and stand on their own beyond that. So
Yeah.
when you get a new Kundera or a Kish or a Schultz, all of these gather such a following because they are so digestible, they are so exhilarating, and I think that Philip Roth was able to see it and allow it to be captured for us in our language and on our side of the world. And we were blessed for it.
We are blessed. We are
We were
truly
blessed.
blessed. In case you're not super familiar, this was a paperback series put out by Penguin with the like imprimatur of Philip Roth as editor. Like his name is on the cover as Philip Roth edited this. You may be interested in it. Of books that came out in like the 70s and 80s, all authors from behind the Iron Curtain. And so, as you were saying, like I think part of the appeal of this is that it was this specific glimpse into a part of European literature that was being neglected at the time. But also, like reading this book now, I felt like it was very timely, and we can return to that subject more towards the end. But I think there's always other Europes. There's other Europes in your own country. There's other Europes all over the globe as a universal category of like, here are the ugly parts of the world that don't have stories told. And
Yeah,
in a way, like this book is about those kinds of stories. This is a very meta textual thing happening.
what would you imagine Philip Roth's Other Europe to look like if you were finding books from our time period?
Oh boy, that's a big question, isn't it? Well, I think one of the reasons people also kind of romanticize this period is because who could do this now? Like, what kind of writer would have the star power to be able to bring in a whole like reprint series from Penguin? It wouldn't be Penguin
Yeah.
today. Of
No.
books from like with a regional focus. I can't really imagine this happening or who would do it.
Sally Rooney gives us Kazakhstani literature.
I don't think that would work though. I think like because Sally Rooney kind of makes her political statements, but I don't think that her audience is buying that.
No, I was trying to joke. I'm sorry.
No. I know you were joking. I was also just
Okay.
the line between like jokes and seriousness is very blurry in this episode
It's
because
very
of
true.
the Kish worldview. I mean, we have to say that there are no female authors.
No.
There's more than a dozen books. There's 17 titles. A lot of repeated authors. There are certain countries that aren't represented. certain languages. There's a lot of books in Prague and things like that, as you would expect.
Yeah, I think Poland and Czech literature is much more represented than maybe Hungarian or Yugoslavian.
Yeah, by no means is this like a perfect survey of literature the time period. But it's just like this interesting little curious shelf to explore. And and even more so because of the sort of problems and biases that it also contains. But I think what's also remarkable is that a lot of these books are in print. Like, this series is not in print. I have a bunch of these editions. They're pretty ratty. they didn't hold up super well. I don't know what quality paper they bought, but doesn't seem to have fared that well. A lot of people from the 70s, 80s look better than these books.
Interesting point.
But I think that speaks probably pretty well to our like current publishing climate, that you can find like a brand new version of Tomb of Boris Davidovich today.
Yeah, it's interesting to see where some of these books have sort of lived on since the Roth republishing.
Yeah, and it does tend to fall into what we call the Dalkey Bro side of things. Yes. Like, I don't think really any of these are NYRB, which is more down the middle.
It's a centrist.
It's very centrist. It is. And
so you dropped a iceberg meme of all the different republishing firms. When are you going to drop your political compass?
Oh, never. Never. Oh, my God. I like once sort of waded into, I posted about a book in response to that picture of Donald Trump pumping his fist after the assassination attempt. Uh-huh. And I had to like mute that conversation immediately. And I was like, I will never, never post anything vaguely political again.
I'm saying a political compass of Dalkey Bro to Comfy Book.
Oh, not an actual political compass, you mean?
Yeah, a political compass of the literary republishing markets. Oh,
that could be fun, but I think it also might offend
people. Offend many. It'll offend
many. I mean, we just talk about it. This is something we'll just talk about. We don't need to actually put that one in writing. That is also relevant to this book, because this is a lot about what didn't really make it into writing. Like things from the past that don't get recorded. But what is recorded is that Danilo Kish had a fascinating life and family history.